Hello, folks. This week marks the third week of Donald Trump's second term as President of the United States of America, and it has indeed been eventful. Notably, President Trump hosted a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where a significant announcement was made. At a joint press conference at the White House on Tuesday, President Trump stated that the United States would, quote, take over and own, end quote, Gaza, proposing to resettle its Palestinian population. He suggested developing this territory into the river era of the Middle East. Trump proposed that Israel would transfer control of the Gaza Strip to the United States after the conclusion of fighting, with the US seemingly overseeing the potential resettlement of Gazans to neighboring countries. This proposal has elicited mixed reactions. Internationally, it has faced significant opposition, with concerns about forced displacement and potential violations of international law. AP News reported that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the plan as a violation of international law and called on the United Nations to protect Palestinian rights. However, within Israel, the proposal has found considerable support. A recent poll conducted by AP News on the 7th of February indicated that 7 out of 10 Israelis back Trump's idea. From a biblical perspective, this development is intriguing. The prophet Joel speaks of a time when God will gather all nations for judgment, mentioning regions that correspond to modern-day Lebanon and the coastal areas of Israel, including Gaza. For example, Joel 3 verse 4 states, "Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine?" This reference to the coast of Palestine aligns with the current Gaza region. The prophecy continues, highlighting the actions of these regions against God's people. It says, quote, "Because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things, the children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border," end quote, Joel 3 verse 5 to 6. This passage underscores the hostility of these people of these regions against Israel right up to the time when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Clearly then, the hatred of Israel and the Jews that persists today, and which was seen in the October 7th attack and capture of Israeli hostages, shows us the sentiment of this prophecy in action. Therefore, whatever President Trump's plan is, it seems from prophecy that he will not completely succeed in removing hostility to Israel in the long term. However, he may succeed in bringing in a temporary peace in the region, as some of the other latter-day prophecies hint at, which we'll look at in just a moment. We can't move on, though, without mentioning another item in the news this week relating to hostages. And that's of Hamas and Israel again exchanging hostages and prisoners in the fifth exchange since their ceasefire agreement. Three Israeli hostages captured in the Hamas terrorist attacks on civilians were released in exchange for a reported 183 prisoners by the State of Israel. Now, these had been imprisoned because of their involvement in criminal and terrorist acts. Amongst those released by Israel were Palestinians like Iyad Abu Sakhadam. According to AP News, he, quote, was sentenced to the equivalent of 18 life sentences over his involvement in Hamas attacks that killed dozens of Israelis during the second Intifada, or Palestinian uprising, between 2000 and 2005. Among the most infamous of those attacks was a double suicide bombing that blew up two buses in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba in 2004, killing 16 Israelis, including a four-year-old, and wounding more than 100 others, end quote. Another of these prisoners released by Israel
was Shadi Amari. And again, according to AP News, he was, quote, arrested and accused of being involved in manufacturing a powerful car bomb that detonated beside an Israeli bus packed with passengers on June 5th, 2002, killing 17 Israelis in what became known as Megiddo Junction suicide bombing. End quote. The uneven exchange of innocent civilians for convicted terrorists and murderers at a ratio of around 60-1 seems to have escaped the Western media, who report the exchanges at best as if they are an even and fair exchange. These developments remind us of the biblical prophecies heralding the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. The Bible speaks of a time when, after the Jews have returned to their land after a period of dispersion, in other words, 1948 onwards, when all nations will turn against the Jews and attack them. Just before this war, it seems there will be a temporary peace. We get a glimpse of this when the prophet Ezekiel says that when the nations attack, they come against the Jews living in a, quote, land of unwalled villages, and that they come against them that are at rest and that dwell safely, end quote, Ezekiel 38, verse 11. The prophet Zechariah says that God, quote, will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city, Zechariah 14, 2, end quote. The prophecy speaks of the return of Christ to save God's people, the Jews. The end picture is of Yahweh, God of Israel, being, quote, king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh and his name one, end quote, Zechariah 14, verse 9. Likewise, the prophet Amos speaks of a time when God will, quote, bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the way cities and inhabit them, end quote, Amos 9, verse 14. This restoration is not merely a return to the land, but also a spiritual renewal under the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ upon his return. For the prophecy goes on to say, quote, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith Yahweh, thy God, end quote, Amos 9, verse 15. So as we witness the antagonism of the nations that surround Israel, as we witness the captivity of some of the Jews, and as we witness the indifference and hostility of the nations further afield, we are reminded of the divine plan unfolding, bringing us closer to the fulfillment of God's promises. In conclusion, the current geopolitical developments, particularly concerning Gaza, align with biblical prophecies. Perhaps Trump's plan will bring in that temporary peace in the region, but we're also reminded of the enduring enmity toward Israel and the anticipated divine intervention that will lead to the ultimate restoration of God's people under the righteous reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we watch and we wait for the return of Christ, keep tuning in week by week to the Bible in the News as we review recent events in the light of Bible prophecy.